Welcome to the commemoration of two Gedolei Yisrael, Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik and Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzadikim Livracha. It is most appropriate that we are remembering Rav Lichtenstein on his Yahrzeit, which begins tonight, along with his Rebbe and father-in-law, the Rav, whose Yahrzeit was on Chol HaMoed Pesach. Both the Rav and Rav gave us the opportunity to see Torah greatness in all its glory. The Rav, who connected us to the Torah of Europe before the war, and Rav Lichtenstein, who proved that a gadol could be developed on these shores. You will hear of that greatness shortly from some of their foremost talmidim. An emotion ran through me 9 years ago when I heard of the Petira of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. Similar to when word swept through the world of the Rav's Petira 31 years ago. It was a feeling of the ground shifting under me. The feeling was, how could this be? How can we continue? Who would show us the way? As someone who was in both of their shiurim and having had the privilege to serve the Rav as a shamish on a personal level as well, I often reflect, even more so now as I get older, on how they shaped me. My attitudes, my thinking, my halakhic reasoning. I can't help but imagine them going through these dark days since October 7th with us. Consciously or not, we were shaped by them as Jews and as people. Even if you did not have close contact with the Rav or with Rav Lichtenstein, everyone listening tonight was influenced by Rabbanim who owe their own development to these two Gedolei Yisrael. I'd like to say something about the Rav and Rav Lichtenstein together. Obviously, there was the familial connection, but I mean the Rav and Rav Lichtenstein in a learning situation. I am too young to remember Rav Lichtenstein still in yeshiva in New York, but I can bring you behind the curtain in later years. I remember sitting in Rav Lichtenstein's shir in the YU Grus Kollel. An older Talmid of Rav Lichtenstein would come to the shir. We were learning Ksubis. This older Talmid asked a question which I thought was very powerful. Rav Lichtenstein stopped, said that was a good question, and moved on. I wondered why Rav Lichtenstein did not feel the need to answer this very challenging question to the basis of his shiur. Sometime later, I do not recall when or why, Rav Lichtenstein spoke about something he came to realize in the Rav's shiur. There were times, he said, that a good question would stop the Rav and he would not be able to move on until he came up with an answer. Other times, the Rav would acknowledge a good question, but it would not stop him. Rav Lichtenstein said that he wondered, what was the difference? In both cases, the Rav did not have an answer. Rav Lichtenstein said that he came to realize that it was a healthy intuition about the sugya. The Rav could sense what was a question that would stop him in his tracks and what was a good question, but a question he could live with. Maybe there would be an answer and maybe not. Either way, the Chiddush stands. That realization of Rav Lichtenstein gave me insight into him as well. His godless Batorah informed him. He too had that Torah intuition and mastery of the sugya before him to know when a question forced him to reconsider everything and when not. Ashreinu. How fortunate are we to have been in the mechitzot of these gedolim. To go even further behind the scenes, it was fascinating to see Rav Lichtenstein when he came to the United States from Israel. He spent time in the Rebbe's apartment when he was working in New York. Honestly, it was a bit awkward for me to be side by side with him in front of the Rebbe, but at the same time, inspiring. Someone, a Talmud Chacham, once said to me, "I can't imagine someone greater than Rav Aaron Lichtenstein." If you knew Rav Aaron, that was an entirely rational comment to make. But to see him in the presence of the Rav was to see a Talmud b'fnei Rabbah. To see a Gadol of that stature be in the position of a Talmud, to learn from Rav Lichtenstein what it means to be a Talmud, was a great zchus. In my study at home, I have a photograph of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein asking Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach a question. I am inspired by that picture of Rav Aaron having a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael. He once told me that after the Petira of Rav Shlomo Zalman, he looked for another Rebbe. But for him, no one could take the place of Rav Shlomo Zalman. When Rav Lichtenstein came in from Israel, he usually spent Shabbos in Boston with the Rav and the Twerskis. Once, we were preparing to go to the airport. In those days, there were cards that had to be filled out to get onto the shuttle to Boston. I had a stack of them in the apartment so as not to have to fill one out at the airport. Rav Lichtenstein filled one out for himself. He then took another one to complete for the Rav. The bottom of the card required a signature. When he got to that line, he hesitated and he said, "The Rav needs to sign." I said, "It's hard for the Rav. Just sign it for him." Rav Lichtenstein looked at me and said, "Sign the Rav's name?" I said, "Yes, it's okay. I do it every week." He said, "If you do it every week, do it this week also. I can't bring myself to sign the Rav's name." To have been exposed to the Rav was to have his name signed on you forever. May we be worthy to carry his memory and his message. Okay.